The summit began as nearly all the world's nations finalized the creation of a fund to help compensate countries struggling to cope with the loss and damage caused by climate change. Host country, the United Arab Emirates and Germany, each pledged $100 million to the Loss and Damage Startup Fund. Stefan Dujarric is the spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He called the Loss and Damage Fund a significant start to this year's summit.
The Secretary General welcomes a decision taken by the opening at the opening of COP28 to operationalize the new Loss and Damage Fund, an essential tool for delivering climate justice to the most vulnerable people. He calls on leaders to make generous contributions to get the fund and the climate conference started on a strong footing.
News reports showed that the president of COP28 was trying to push fossil fuel deals ahead of the summit through the UAE's national oil company, ADNOC. Jinsu is the director of energy justice at the Center for Biological Diversity. She told the Taiwanese TV news outlet Taiwan Plus that choosing Sultan Al-Jaber as the president of COP28 sends a bad message.
The UAE's Sultan Al-Jaber will be welcoming representatives from over 200 countries to Dubai for the United Nations 28th Annual Climate Change Summit. Al-Jaber has been a controversial choice to preside over this year's COP28 gathering, as he's also the chief executive of the state-run oil company, one of the largest oil producers in the world.
Sultan Al-Jaber is former deputy prime minister of the UAE and the president of COP28 summit. He urged the world to reduce fossil fuel consumption as quickly as possible.
This has been the hottest year ever in humanity. So many terrible records were broken, and we are paying the price with people's lives and livelihoods. If we do not signal the terminal decline of the fossil fuel era as we know it, we welcome our own terminal decline.
According to a study published in September in the scientific journal Nature Climate Change, Antarctica is warming twice as fast as the global average. Michael P. Mederit is an oceanographer and science leader at the British Antarctic Survey, or BAS. He said that sea level rise cannot be stopped and we can only hope to slow it.
Sea level rise is actually inevitable now during the course of this century and for centuries to come. The ice sheets melting will be big contributors to that, but just the warming of the ocean, because the seawater, as it expands, as it gets warmer, that pushes up sea levels. And we can't actually stop that now. The sea level will go up this century and for centuries to come. What we can influence is how rapidly that sea level rises.
Another goal for this year's summit will be the global stocktake. That is an assessment for each country's progress in meeting the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement's goal of limiting global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius or 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. For KPFA News, I'm Margot Pousset.